These horned owl appears to have horns, I guess, with the ears or the feathers on its head. And the screech owl makes a horrid screeching sound at night. Oh, we have whippoorwills too, speaking of nighttime calls.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the hoot owl. Is he different?
Yes, it makes a different sound. It's a smaller owl.
Mm-hmm. Did you mention the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers, yes. Mm-hmm. We have flickers. Mm-hmm. I think in this part of the country they call them flickers, but we have the true red-headed woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. And we also have, which is almost, they're almost extinct, but we have seen them around, are the pileated woodpeckers, not the ivory bill. We have been fortunate enough to see that.
You ever heard people call woodpeckers peckerwood?
Yes, I have.
You ever heard that used as a name for a person or anything?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of person that be used for?
Just a plain dummy, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's just a regular dummy. Mm-hmm. What kinds of small animals do you have around here?
Pets. Or wild animals. We have raccoons and possums, rabbits, plenty of rabbits. Our chipmunks and squirrels.
What kinds of squirrels do you have?
We have ground squirrel. Well, that's chipmunk really. And the tree squirrels and the flying squirrels. They're all a little small variety of squirrels.
You mentioned a tree squirrel. What color is he?
They're gray. Sometimes brown. No, the chipmunks are brown, a lot of the ground squirrels are brown.
What about the flying squirrel now? Is that the same thing as a...
Oh, they have, no, there's a difference. Just a regular squirrel and a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm. What color is he?
They are gray, I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe most of ours.
You ever have anything called a fox squirrel around here, a red squirrel?
Yes, I've heard of fox squirrel. Probably, in some of, speaking of squirrels, maybe that's what I'm talking about.
Do when people talk about the, you mentioned the squirrels that are gray, tree squirrels, ever heard them called cat squirrel?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard them called mountain boomer?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Me either. let's see. What about that? You have the kind of animal that's black and white and has a powerful smell.
Oh, yes, the skunk or the polecat.
Both mean something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, so say, you have a name just for, or so say, animals that raid a hen roost, just if you...
The weasel.
Yeah, or maybe all the kinds of animals that do that. I
want to say varmints, yes.
Yeah, that you're going to kill those things.
Use that word.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what kinds of fish do you have around here?
Well, we have brim, bass, catfish. Shad, but they're not edible. Wait a minute, I'll tell you what it is I like to fish for. It's in the brim family. Shell crackers. And,
You're a good fisherman?
Oh, yes. Love to fish.
What's the most you've ever caught at one time?
In freshwater fishing in Apalachicola, Florida, I have caught as many as 300.
Out of our league.
About 6 to 8 weeks ago, Bill and I caught 130-something in a farm pond. Mm. A brim, all about the same size. Good size brim.
That's amazing. What's the largest fish you've ever caught? How much do you weigh?
Oh, whenever. That wouldn't be locally. That would, saltwater fishing, I have caught some tremendous fish. But freshwater fishing, I imagine about a pound and a half brim. Now, in the bass family, a lot of people call them trout, but we do not have trout in this part of the country. We have bass, and largemouth bass. I would imagine the largest I've caught has been 4 or 5 pounds. Now, my husband has caught a 10-pound largemouth bass.